Sometimes, when we are lost in the day-to-day activities of life and our work, we forget there is a part of us that wants to serve and wants to make a difference in the world. The current turbulent economy is a good time to reassess your life purposes and its path. It's also a good time to look for ways to express yourself through service to others. Some people who are out of work are turning toward volunteer work for new skills, for new friends, for a new way to do something worthwhile. Many are also finding a renewed purpose in life. Let me share with you some thoughts from Angela Perkey, the founder of Students Serve, a national nonprofit that awards service grants to college students. Most people want to live a life full of meaning that accomplishes a specific purpose. We want to see that our actions can make a difference that improves the world and helps other people. This helps to validate our very presence here on Earth. However, knowing just what that purpose is, well, that can be a challenge. This is directly intertwined with classic, unrelenting questions such as, what should I do with my life? What am I here for? Although the questions are complex, finding the answers may be surprisingly simple. If you recognize you have a true desire to serve, volunteer work in the community, and a spirit of giving can lead you to an understanding of what you care about, to an understanding of what your natural talents are, and what your life purpose is. One of the most important components of understanding how to live a purposeful life is uncovering the issues, the people, and the needs that you're passionate about. What do you really care about? What really matters to you? Sometimes these things are intimately connected with a personal experience that you've had. For example, if your mother died prematurely of lung cancer, you might be passionate about finding a cure to this disease or helping women who are in the hospital undergoing treatments. If there were days when your parents were unsure about how they were going to buy food, well, you might be particularly moved by the plight of children in danger of going hungry. You see, the key is to identify the one or maybe two needs that you care about most. And then, my friends, begin volunteering to help solve that problem. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasner.